We're going to cross over and listen to a speech by Iranian President Rouhani in dealing with the latest situation inside of Iran.
We have problems of particulate matter, problem of water, problem of unemployment. We have economic problems for the people. We have social problems, political problems. We should fight corruption. All of our acts should be, people should be able to monitor our actions. Yeah, these issues exist and need to be resolved. But what approach should we adopt? We should help each other. We should help one another. The IRAB should actually take into, actually all people from all walks of life, all groups should feel that the IRAB belongs to them. Everybody should feel that they are present in this media outlet, and they should feel that they can express themselves. They are free to express themselves. However, we, if a group wants to vandalize public property or disrupt the peace and social discipline, or they, if they want to create chaos in society, definitely the government will not tolerate them, neither will people tolerate such actions. Our people want security and tranquility, and they, at the same time, they should express their criticisms. Yes, of course, if there is a problem, people should be able to express their problems loud and clear. However, a kind of voice which will result in solving that problem in society, if we have unrest in society, will that help improve the problem of solve the problem of unemployment? Will unrest help solve people's economic problems? We should not allow the United States, which inside its country has so many problems, U.S. people who are not content with today's political and who are worried about today's political and social situation in their country, the country which has always acted against the people since, I mean, that person since the day he took power in the White House, he has acted against us in terms of visa regulations, banking issues of the people. He has been creating problems every day for the people. A person who has on a daily basis been trying against the Iranian people, such a person cannot sympathize with the Iranian people. The countries which are in our region, of course, there are only one or two countries over the past few years, they have acted against the Iranian nation. They cannot sympathize with the Iranian nation. I ask all security forces, police, actually I thank them all who have not behaved, who have not had violent behavior toward people. I thank them all and I ask them to exercise restraint and remain patient at the same time in order to preserve our country, our people, our tranquility. At the same time, we should be firm and act decisively. Here, I'm telling the members of the cabinet, the ministers, their deputies, all officials in the administration, in the executive branch, you should discuss issues with people on a daily basis. If an issue comes up, our people need to be aware of that issue. And if, for example, there is an influenza outbreak, and if it creates problems for our poultry and cattle, they should understand it right there and then, not 1 week later. If a commodity is rare in our market, and if that commodity needs to be imported, before the market feels its shortage, the officials in charge should feel that shortage and make up for that shortage. If there is a problem in the illegal credit institutes, before everybody, the governor of the central bank should come and explain the issue to the people. And if we have taken actions, and if we have taken positive actions, those actions too should be explained to the people. If we have environmental problems, we should explain them to the people. We should talk to the people. No official can, without contact, having contacts with people and without seeking help from people and without explaining to the people, no official can be successful in his or her job. What I'm saying today and what I'm asking our youth to do, our dear people, is that I'm asking them that under the current situation, sensitive situation in the region and in the country, we need to remain more vigilant. I'm telling their families, with their youths, if people have criticisms, if they have problems, well, you saw over the past weeks, there were some groups, some people, they have some problems, they expressed their views and they returned home. Well, we had no problems with them. Expressing problems and expressing issues which are related to the whole people or to a certain walk of life or to the country, they should be expressed within the legal framework. There's no problem about it. But opting for other methods could be dangerous for our country, for our security, for our future. And I'm confident that people would like logic and legal approaches, and we should not in an atmosphere which can be misused by the enemy. We should not allow such an atmosphere to be created, and we should not allow such a situation and such an atmosphere to be created in the country. People should help, people should be present, people should express themselves, we should pay attention to the future and the results. I'm sure that our government, as an elected entity by the people, and our nation and our people, if they join hands, they will easily be able to solve many of the problems which can be solved. And some of the problems which take time to solve, we should remain patient. And I hope that everybody will actually show, we should show our people in practice that there is, actually, they can express their criticisms, they are free to express their criticisms within the legal framework. However, no atmosphere should be created where chaos and unrest can be created, and people don't like that. I hope we will witness collective efforts by all of us for a better Iran ahead, and we will be able to solve our problems with the help of one another.